October 7, 2025. Today's reading from Discovery, The Way to Freedom. Opening Prayer. Gracious God, as I meditate on your word today, open my heart to what you teach me. Prepare me to apply it to my walk with you, eager to share the faith you give me with others. Read Exodus chapter 12, verses 1 through 13. The Passover and the Festival of Unleavened Bread. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron in Egypt, "This month is to be for you the first month of your year. Tell the whole community of Israel that on the 10th day of this month, each man is to take a lamb for his family, one for each household. If any household is too small for a whole lamb, they must share one with their nearest neighbor, having taken into account the number of people there are. You are to determine the amount of lamb needed in accordance with what each person will eat. The animals you choose must be year-old males without defect, and you may take them from the sheep or the goats. Take care of them until the 14th day of the month, when all the members of the community of Israel must slaughter them at twilight. Then they are to take some of the blood and put it on the sides and tops of the door frames of the houses where they eat the lambs. That same night they are to eat the meat roasted over the fire, along with bitter herbs, and bread made without yeast. Do not eat the meat raw or boiled in water, but roasted over a fire, with the head, legs, and internal organs. Do not leave any of it till morning. If some is left till morning, you must burn it. This is how you are to eat it, with your cloak tucked into your belt, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand. Eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. On that same night, I will pass through Egypt and strike down every firstborn of both people and animals, and I will bring judgment on all the gods of Egypt. I am the Lord. The blood will be a sign for you on the houses where you are, and when I see the blood, I will pass over you. No destructive plague will touch you when I strike Egypt." Reflect. Think about the preaching and teaching where you worship. How often is an Old Testament passage the subject of choice for a reading or a sermon series? Or is the New Testament where the focus is? Does it matter? Getting to the first floor of a house without passing through the ground floor is tricky, but not impossible. Watching a play beginning with Act 2 would give you some understanding of the plot, but not a full one. This passage, as does so much of the Old Testament, acts like the ground floor or Act 1. It is fundamental to having a richer, deeper appreciation of Jesus in the New Testament. The lamb chosen for the Passover meal had to be without defect. The blood smeared on the doorposts and lintels of their houses protected all inside from death. The Passover precipitated the Israelites' journey from slavery to the freedom of the Promised Land. The many lambs of the Passover point us toward Jesus, the only Lamb of God. For example, John chapter 1, verse 29, and 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 19. He was without sin. For example, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15. His blood redeems us and offers us forgiveness. For example, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7. His death opens the way to freedom from the slavery of sin into the new life of the kingdom of God. For example, Romans chapter 6, verse 18. Apply. Take the opportunity to participate in a Passover Seder with fellow Christians, if possible. You will be amazed at the many ways it points to Jesus. Closing prayer. Thank you, Father, for the many things that build my faith as I read your word, especially those that show me your great plan of salvation, threaded and tied together through the Old to the New Testament.